what we wanted to do after the disappointing loss here against Stade Français, although we played really well and had a great start, went 14 but lost the game, we've been desperately trying to get 5 points, maximum points in every single game we played, to give us a chance in this last group game to be winner takes all. And we're just very happy that the squad, and we've mixed and matched the squad as well, but we've got there and we've got to a position where in the last group game now, everything rests on this game. So it's fantastic. You know, if you go to a European game, like a lot of clubs will do at this time of the year, and there's nothing on it, you can't go through, then, you know, it's a long old trip for nothing really. But this one is really is quite exciting, because if we can produce a really top quality performance and we're still unbeaten in 2012, then you never know.
Of course, the game here against Stade was very close, and you led 14-0 at one point. How does that work when you go to Paris? Is that a motivator that you threw away that lead and you've got a point to prove?
Yeah, I think so, because we are a better team now than we were when we previously played Stade France. I think we've come on a long way, and certainly as a group have improved. Yeah, we kicked ourselves a little bit. Normally, when you go 14 points up against a French team, they just give in, particularly away from home. You know, they don't bother after that. It all shocked us that Stade Français came back and actually won the game, because most French teams won't bother after that. So that showed a bit of mettle that perhaps we weren't expecting from Stade. So this time, we'll need a big start in Paris. And if we get a big start, then I'm sure we will hold on to it this time. You know, we're beginning to tick off the milestones one by one, with like the, you know, winning games back to back in the Premiership, you know, first time for about 35 odd games. So this group of players is beginning to get satisfaction from ticking off little targets here and there, and getting into a quarter final of this Amblin Challenge will be another milestone. So for this group, a fantastic opportunity.
It's a difficult task, as we said, but you know, as a side, you go there full of confidence. What would it mean to go there and win in Paris and qualify for the last eight? What would it mean to a club like Warriors?
Well, I think it would just prove that we really are serious contenders now, and give us huge confidence for coming back into the Aviva Premiership. But for this group of players now, I'm quite happy that they when they travel away, they're still very confident. Sometimes you get into a habit where you win your home games and you feel a bit tentative about going away from home. You don't really have that belief. This group is developing now. It's very interesting. The psychology is developing, and they're actually getting very confident when they play away from home. Now, this is one of the biggest tests of all, to go to Paris and Stade Français. So I will be interested to see how we react to going into such a stadium and playing against one of the top teams in Europe. But I have a feeling that we will compete really well. So for me, if we do well, and particularly if we win, it's going to be a huge step forward again for this group.